I can give you my home address.
Oh, yeah, that would be fantastic. Okay. Yeah, okay. If you could, yeah. Because if we do decide to go ahead and get this book, we'll obviously want to be able to send everything out to you, won't we? So, that's a good idea. Yes, so I can free type. So, yeah, fire away.
So it's 15 Doyle Road.
Number 15, and it was Doyle Road. Can you spell that for me, sorry, D?
Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E.
Yeah, Doyle Road. Yeah, no worries.
Dublin.
No worries. Let me just pop that in for you.
So I'll be flying from Dublin as well. Is that okay? Do you usually organise flights
from Dublin? We can definitely do. So we only contract certain companies that we do regional flights with, but I'll definitely see if I can do Dublin flights. So what the flight would be, it would be London Gatwick into Cancun, and then we can organise transfers and everything. So let's do the bulk of the quote first with your international flights, and then we can go from there. So, now, you said it was the two of you, and we were looking at the 10th of August, ideally, weren't we?
Yeah.
The 10th of August, yeah, that falls on a Saturday, so that'll be perfect.
Brilliant.
And we were looking to go until the 24th, you said, didn't you? So it was 2 weeks, 14 nights?
Is that 14? Yeah, 14 nights.
Oh no. Yes. Right, okay.
We're also hoping to have probably a stopover somewhere, because I think that my friend suggested that we don't spend the full 2 weeks in Mexico and maybe have somewhere on the way, but I wasn't sure how easy that would be to organise or she loves the beach, so
okay.
I think she was interested in stopping somewhere else, maybe there where there might be nice beaches. Is there anywhere that you could recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you wanted to do the full 2 weeks in Mexico, you could do that, because that does have some lovely beaches. Or if you wanted to completely do a twin center and do say 7 nights somewhere and 7 nights somewhere else, you could definitely do that. It just depends on what kind of destinations you guys wanted to see. I mean, if you wanted to do something like America, you could twin it with something like America for say 4 or 5 nights.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I think we're both interested in America. Maybe somewhere like Orlando?
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. So what you could do is you could fly London Gatwick into Orlando, because I'd need to look into those Dublin flights, because I don't think we contract Dublin down to London Gatwick, but I can definitely see where the closest regional airport that we can get you in, you know, like we can fly you from. I mean, obviously you can do those independently and book those, because I'm sure, I mean, I don't know who is around you guys, but if you've got EasyJet or people like that, there is obviously a flight that goes. It just doesn't mean that we, Virgin, have a contract with that airline to do it. So, so it's something you can always book independently with someone like EasyJet to go from Dublin to Gatwick, or I don't know, Monarch, or whoever might do that route. Virgin only picks certain people to partner with.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I can do the main part of the quote for you, and then I can look into the regional flights for you. So
okay,
if we looked at you guys going from say London Gatwick into Orlando, and you could do say 4 nights in Orlando and then fly from Orlando over to Cancun, then say 10 nights in Cancun. How does that sound? And then that you'd leave on the 24th from Cancun and you'd arrive into Gatwick the following day. Would that be okay for you?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Yeah? Fantastic. Okay, so hotel-wise in Orlando, what is it that you would be after there? Would it just be something in a good location, or?
Again, probably something in a good location. We've heard how hot it is there, so probably something with a pool. I was also wondering, is it easy? I don't think that we would want to stay in Disneyland, but maybe if there's how easy is it to get there,
yeah,
and then stay in a nice hotel?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, I'm just trying to find, so International Drive is kind of the main place where it's all sort of happening in Orlando. And what I'd probably recommend to do is to stay somewhere like that, because it's very central, and it's got lots of kind of transport that you can get up and down the it's like a kind of a huge long road, if you will, that's got amusement parks off of it, restaurants, bars, hotels, places like that, you know, really good shops. So I'd probably stay somewhere like that, because it's quite central. And then you guys can move around to going to the parks and places like that. So I would definitely recommend somewhere like that.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay, great. So let me, so we'll see if the hotels I've kind of got in mind are available for those dates. So let's take a little search on the system. So we'll look at flights first of all. So are you guys looking to travel in economy, premium economy, or upper class with Virgin Atlantic?
Economy, unfortunately.
Yeah. No worries. Right. Let's just try to get some flights available. The system's never too great when you're trying to do a little bit something a little bit complicated.
I know.
You've got that available. So when I went over to America quite recently to Orlando, I stayed in a Sheraton hotel, so they're, you know, quite a well-known name. And we stayed in a hotel called Four Points by Sheraton, it was called. Now, it's a four-star hotel, extremely reasonable price. What we went out there, it's me and my mum that I took out there, and we just went to do some shopping. We went to a park, only like sort of one day, and just sort of went out for nice restaurants. And for us, it was perfect. We had two queen size beds in the room. It was very clean, very central, you know, had a lovely pool and sort of pool bar. So how does that sort of thing sound to you? Would that be okay?
That's exactly what we're looking for. So
perfect. Yeah, perfect. And then the Occidental, which is where I also stayed in Mexico. Now, that is a like 4.5-star property. So you normally, when you're going to be in the hotel for a little bit longer, and this hotel is all-inclusive, so it'll be all your food and all your drinks and everything, you normally want to go and upgrade just a little bit more, so you know that it's kind of just a little bit more luxurious, because you're there for a little bit longer, aren't you? So the Occidental that I've kind of recommended there was beautiful when we went there. So it's a 4.5-star property. It is quite a big property, but where I stayed in the block that I stayed in is where I would kind of recommend that you guys stay, because it was very central to like the lobby and kind of the main restaurants, but also right across from the pool, and it was easy to access the beach as well. So I would probably recommend staying somewhere like that as well, if that kind of sounds like what you guys are after.
Yes, it really does.
Wonderful. I think I'm ticking all the boxes so far.
You've made it so easy. Thank you.
That sounds good. So what I will do now is just recap everything with you, just to make sure that everything you've asked me for, I'm kind of meeting your needs perfectly, okay? So
okay, great.
And then your flight goes from London Gatwick on Saturday the 10th of August 2013. Flight departs at 1300 and arrives into Orlando at 1705. Now, I've got you staying at the Four Points by Sheraton in Studio City. So that's four nights, and I've based it on the standard room there, and I'll request two queen-size beds for you. Is that okay?
Yep, that's perfect.
Perfect. And then we would have a flight for you going from Orlando to Cancun. Now, that flight would depart at 0828. And arriving at 09:21 to Cancun. Now, did you want me to see if there's a slightly later flight time, or would you prefer to kind of get there early, or what would you?
I think we'd like to get there early so we can make the most of the day.
Yeah, that's fine. So
yeah,
then it'd
so
be
that's
arriving at 9:30, because yeah, you're right. By the time you kind of get your bags, that's 10 o'clock, and it takes about an hour or so to get across. So, yeah, so midday. So, yes, I would recommend maybe taking an earlier flight. And then I've got you staying for 10 nights at the Occidental, Grand Flamenco Hotel, and I've gone with the deluxe room there. And again, I will request two queen size beds for you. And then it would be travelling on the Saturday, the 24th of August, departing from Cancun at 19:01. So you've really got the full day in Cancun there. And then it arrives in the following day at 10:10. So it's a night flight on the way home. Okay. So what we can look at doing there is getting all that booked up for you. The deposit that we'd ask for it today, we would actually ask for full payment, sorry, because you're travelling within 12 weeks of departure. So total cost of that holiday comes in at $4,845.97. So we would ask to take full payment from you today, and we would send all confirmation out to you by email straight away, and then tickets and everything would come to you sort of normally 7 to 10 days before travel. So how does that kind of all sound to you?
Yes, that all sounds great. I was expecting to make the payment today anyway, so that's
perfect.
Fine.
Excellent. So what I would need, if we want to go and get this all booked up for you, is to take everyone's names and dates of birth as per passports as well. And something else that I'd like to talk to you about just before we go ahead and confirm the booking is just transport for being out in the hotels. So at the Occidental Hotel, you can... now, we offer something called a concierge service. So what will happen is once we go ahead and make the booking, probably it's normally about a week before you travel, we have our overseas team that will contact you. And what you can do is you can pre-book any excursions that you'd like to with them, because obviously they're the experts, they're in resort, they'll tell you what the best kind of things to do are. So a few things that we did when we were out there that I would recommend is we went and saw... We went and saw the pyramids and the ruins. We went and did that, and we saw an authentic town in Cancun of how they still lived. And you cook your lunch in a banana leaf under the ground, and it was really good experience to kind of appreciate how life kind of really was for them, and or how it is. I guess they still live like that, don't they? So all of those sort of trips and excursions you can book for Mexico through the reps. But if you wanted to do any excursions when you're in Florida, we can pre-book any tickets for you. So if you wanted to do, I know you're only there for 4 days, but if you wanted to see some of the parks, I'd maybe recommend taking one of the tickets to do something. I mean, at least doing something like Disney or... something like a Universal ticket. If you're wanting just a one-day Disney ticket, we don't do that. That would have to be booked locally, but we could maybe offer you something that's called like a two-park bonus ticket, and that's for Florida. So Disney is a fantastic park that is aimed mainly at like younger children. So something like Universal Studios, have you ever heard of that one?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a more kind of what I would say a more adult park, if that makes sense. So it's got kind of, it's got something called City Walk in it, which is kind of bars and restaurants. And in the night, that's a really good place. They've got a fantastic karaoke a bar there, which is really good fun. So it's just a bit more adult focused, the Universal is. So I would definitely say to go and visit that, because that's got all the kind of more grown-up rides, if you will. It's got the Hulk ride, the Spider-Man ride, really big kind of crazy roller coasters. So I mean, that's a definite visit for me, Universal. So if you wanted us to add that on, we can do that for you.
That sounds great. I'll have a chat with my friend about that, and maybe we'll decide together what exactly we want to do, just because I don't want to book it without confirming with her.
Well, what I can always do is we can go ahead and book the basic package, and then anything like park tickets, or if you guys decide you want to add any transfers on or anything like that, you can do that with our after sales team. So you can either give us a buzz back and speak to them, or I mean, I'm happy to leave you my contact details and if you need any more help from me. So yeah, we can do all of that for you.
Okay.
So we've got the hotels, so you've got your flights and your hotels. So what I will do is I'll pop some notes into the booking, and I will contact the hotel asking them to have two beds in each room, yes?
great. That would
wonderful.
Be great. And then if I have any other questions, I can just call you with my booking reference and you'll be
yes,
able to...
Yes, yeah. You can... What you would like to do now is I'd probably recommend contacting our after-sales team, so our customer service team. And if you have any questions, just give them a buzz. And if you do want to kind of go on and add those excursions that we spoke about onto the booking, you can definitely do that. Or if you guys decide that you want any transfers or anything extra like that, you can definitely go ahead and add that on for through them.
That sounds great.
Wonderful. So that is everything from me. Is there anything else that I can help you with today, Grace?
Not that I can think of at the moment, but
wonderful.
I'll definitely get on to the after sales team with any other questions.
No, that's no worries. What I will do is I will take a little look and see if we've got those flights from Dublin down to Gatwick. I'm just trying to search our system now to see if we've got anything available for those dates, because ideally we'd obviously like you to kind of book them through us. But yeah, like
okay.
I said, they only do, you know, selected contracts with selected airlines. We don't obviously contract with everyone. I'm just trying to see if we've got anything with Aer Lingus, because sometimes we do, do that. I'm just trying to see if we've got that. So we were looking to do Dublin down to Gatwick and then Gatwick back to Dublin, wouldn't we?
I can probably book those at a later stage anyway. So
yeah, I mean, again, you can add those on with our customer service team if you
yeah.
wanted to. Yeah, of course. I mean, there's nothing's a problem, so you can add anything on, because I'm hoping that we might have a contract with... So I just thought about Aer Lingus might do it.
Yeah, that is... I usually fly with them.
Yeah. We do have some available with Aer Lingus, actually, and we've got quite a varied few flight times. So we could actually definitely do those for you.
Okay.
Excuse me. And the flight times are actually not too bad at all. So yes, we can add those on for you. So if you want
okay.
to add on the Dublin flights into Gatwick, you're you know more than welcome to. We are.
I might give you a call back about
fine.
That flight, and then
fine.
And book it at a later stage,
yeah,
if that's okay.
Yeah, of course, no worries. I will leave, I'll make a note so that we've spoken about them in your booking. If you want to add them on, of course you can do. All right, Grace.
That would be great.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Grace.
Yeah,
it's so easy.
You're more than welcome. I hope you have a fantastic time. Be it on my head, because both those hotels I absolutely loved. So I think you'll have a very good time anyway.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.